You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Biggs.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanza.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Woo! Yeah! How you guys doing?
What's up, everybody?
It's time for another episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. It is our job to give you the most interesting tidbits in the world of sports, entertainment, odd news, and whatever else we feel like talking about. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We bring it to you with our unique sense of humor and wackiness. You never know what you're going to get here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. I mean, we can go off on different paths, different divergences. We even have an outline prepared, but you know what? We don't usually stick to it anyway.
No, we usually go straight off tangent as soon as possible.
That's right. But you know what? I think on this episode, we might be more lenient to go off on a tangent because on this week's show, I am proud that this guy's coming back here on the show. Our first ever recurring guest here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Folks, please welcome Rick Muraki to the show. How you doing,
hey.
Rick?
Woo. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry that I'm your first recurring guest.
That's funny. You apologized for being the first ever guest when we had you on for the first show.
Kind of like herpes. I just come back whether you want it or not.
All right,
a little bit of lip fungus. Fungi. Because I'm here twice. Get it?
Yeah.
And you're also a fun guy.
Ew.
All right. Well, I think it's been...
It's been almost exactly a year.
Yeah. I think you were on around this time last year. I mean, what, anything new going on?
No, I still got lost, though. That's all.
Yeah, you still got lost getting here.
Yeah, it's cool.
Not used to the streets of Ambler.
Yeah, right. It sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song. But
come into the streets of Ambler.
No, I've been just hitting...
Working at the asbestos plant.
And McDonald's.
That's right.
That's an inside joke. But anyway, no, nothing really. I've been same old, doing comedy, working 17 jobs like usual, and that's about it. My life's kind of boring, dude. I'm going to be 35 soon, and it sucks.
30, do you consider that like a milestone, 35?
No.
It's like
a marathon stone or something. I don't know. I'm old. I'm at that age now where like, I'm hurt when I'm asleep. I just wake up and like my shoulder's dislocated. I don't know how I did it.
And you don't,
I just wake up.
It's not a dream.
No,
it's just...
when you get to a certain age, you just, shit hurts you. And you're just cranky. And then that's when you see like 60, 70 year old dudes just walking all pissed off because they don't know why they're pissed off. They're just hurting. They didn't really do anything. They're just hurt.
I was eating scrambled eggs, and all of a sudden, my jaw dislocated.
Exactly.
Lockjaw is a very serious affliction, Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as we learned on last week's show, apparently you can fall out of bed and accidentally take a flight.
That's right. That was
we had a story last
like on
week.
Delta?
Yeah, we had a story last week that some guy used that as an excuse to get out of work for a sick day. He said, I accidentally got onto a plane.
You know, because it's such a quick process.
Yeah, you know, you just roll out of bed right into a plane.
Yeah.
That's what we have for Homeland Security right now.
Yeah.
Listen, I took a wrong turn and then I'm in aisle 17. Window seat.
Yeah.
I don't get it. How? many questions.
That was our reaction too.
It's impossible.
It takes you 4 hours to get through the airport.
Did he get fired? He had to get fired.
He had to.
It
made our number one up for weirdest excuse used ever for sick day.
Or the balls on that guy. He either got fired or now is the CEO of the company.
Yeah.
That is...
He just ran with that one.
Holy
Everyone
hell,
was afraid
genius.
To deal with him. After he made that excuse, everyone's like, oh man, he's got the balls to say that.
Right.
Really? That's what you... I had the trots. I had the gagas. I couldn't get off the toilet. I overslept. I set the alarm to PM instead of AM.
Something.
I missed my bus. I took the wrong bus. I didn't have enough tokens. I forgot cab fare. Any of these things.
Right there.
But I woke up and I got on a plane.
I accidentally got on a plane. Yeah, it's not even my fault.
Oopsie. How did you accidentally? Because then, well, hold on. You accidentally have to get, by means of transportation, get to the fucking airport. And then you accidentally go through the doors, accidentally go through check-in, accidentally just, you don't just go, oh, there's an airplane around the corner. No, it's not SEPTA. There's many things you have to do to accidentally get on an airplane.
Buy a ticket, go through security.
Yeah. Say you didn't. Forget. Don't. You're thinking logical. Say you didn't do that. Right. Say you just snuck in, but yet they fucking pat my balls down. You snuck in a plane by accident. Got on a plane. Yeah.
It's a very common mistake, I think.
Yeah, obviously.
No, it's not.
You just roll.
No, it's
right
not.
Into the plane.
But you know what it is? This is a fuck. I've done this so many times. I've lied so bad. Now you're stuck in said lie.
Oh yeah,
you got
to.
Now you're like,
that's
are
the
you
worst.
Sure?
Because then the lie just keeps going bigger and bigger, like a snowball effect.
Right. Yeah, you have to figure out where you went, what you did on your.
There's a whole background story to that. That's actually a good lie. Because then there's a whole background story that you can then said make up, and they can't dispute it because you accidentally got on a plane.
I'm the only person dumb enough to accidentally get onto a plane.
So everything else is plausible.
Yeah, it's setting the bar low.
Actually, I love that guy.
It's a good strategy.
There you go.
And it's a strategery.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, there you go. Check out our last week's episode if you want to catch.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We had a top 10 list of weirdest excuses.
What was number 2?
Oh, we had
I like the
good
number
ones.
2 guy. Hey, listen, that's pretty weird, but you ain't going to beat this guy. This guy number 1 accidentally got on a plane.
Yeah, that one took the cake.
There are a couple of good ones though. Some guy just put a casserole in the oven. Okay.
That was one of them. I can't come into work. I put a casserole in the oven. That's it.
From
all bets are
in the
off.
Morning.
Yeah.
That's more believable than accidentally getting on a plane.
Well, that's why it wasn't number 1. Number 1 was the accidentally.
That's kind of lame. Like, listen, I got bitten by a tiger. I don't even know. I'm going to make it up my own list. I got, like, I don't know, chlamydia. Jaundice. Ebola testing in my face. I'm under surveillance.
You woke up this morning, you got Ebola. Yeah,
I coughed. I had a rash. You never know.
Yeah.
I went to McDonald's. Things happen.
Went to your bestest plant. Yeah.
Another. I can't even say it. I accidentally got on a plane.
Yep.
There are so many. There's like 14 jokes in that one little phrase.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
So there you go.
I have permission to use that as a work ad as a joke?
Because as long as you credit us, as
God
long,
damn right, I will.
All right,
that's
all
amazing.
Right. As long as you say I was on the Crispy Noodle Podcast,
I gotta write stuff down. Continue.
All right. Well, there you go. If you want our reactions on that, check out last week's episode where we first debuted that story in the Odd News. But that was a true thing from careerbuilder.com. It was the
That's why I can't find the job. Awesome.
Yeah. It was Career Builder's
Dear
top
Dad,
10.
I don't feel any bad anymore. Huh? Thanks.
Top 10 weirdest excuses to use for a sick day. So
your son's still doing the same job and he's 35. I didn't accidentally get on a plane.
I'm better than that guy.
Win.
Things are looking up.
Sad part is that guy probably still makes more money than me. Good.
All right. Well, there you go. Check out last week's episode if you want that. The reason why we want you on the show is because you got a gig coming up. Very big gig, right?
Well, yeah. It's kind of semi-big.
Semi-big.
It's in the stages of bigness. Kind of like when you see a pretty girl across the street. It's not exactly big enough, but it's getting there. It could be. But never.
Okay.
But anyway. It's comedy night. It's in beautiful Paul's Barrel, New Jersey.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, Jersey.
I Googled it. Apparently, it's near the airport. I didn't even know Jersey.
You better watch out. You're going to accidentally fall on the plane after you're
I didn't know Jersey. This is perfect. That's why I want to use it. I didn't know Jersey and the airport were close. I'm not good at geography. But anyway, it's comedy night with Dave Primiano, who I've done millions of shows with. Dave he's one of the funniest dudes in Philly. I mean, think of Dave Attell, except not as funny. No, I'm kidding. Think of Dave Attell, that same dry humor.
Uh-huh.
And we get along so well because as crazy as I am, I'm pretty damn sane compared to him.
Wow.
And that's pretty, yeah, that says a lot. Matt Sorrentino, he is our host for the night, but it's comedy night. Matt's really funny too. He's kind of a newbie. So I've been doing this for a lot of years, but Matt's kind of newer. He's the host. He's extremely funny. He's big around the colleges, which I would love to be big around the colleges because, I mean, college opportunities.
Yes,
college night. Comedy night in Poulsboro, New Jersey. It's $20 in advance, $25 at the door, but it's like a fundraiser. So it's a beef and beer. Draft beer, food included, and soda, because we have soda. It's at a VFW, so you know it's classy.
There you go.
The same thing. I used to do like a mummer's night with Dave, and it's basically a bunch of drunken old army gun toting people who scare the shit out of me beginning. and then me and Dave make fun of them and they love us and I don't know how. But anyway, so all the stuff is on my Facebook page, which it's Rick Morarkey. Google it. Find it on Facebook.
You'll
all my
get
information's
it.
There. All my other links are there. Find me on Instagram and what's that other stuff? Twitter.
Twitter's the other one.
So just if you look me up, you'll find it. It's not hard.
There you go.
And that's about it.
Well, there you go. Make sure to Google Rick Morarkey. Big event coming up November 8th, 7 p.m. Comedy night over in the beautiful Poulsboro, New Jersey. Looking forward to it.
It's actually supposed to be pretty nice.
Yeah.
As far as VFWs go. So, like, it's cool. Like, yeah. You only get a little
it's
bit
the premier VFW.
Yes.
When other VFWs in the tri-state area mention Poulsboro, they go, "Oh, whoa, that place is awesome."
And like, they only have like a puking section. You can't throw up all over the floor, only in this one section.
Yeah,
it's classy.
Now, speaking of your Instagram, you had a post recently that mentioned that you had just bought a Nick Foles jersey.
Oh,
and then you
God.
Went down.
Oh boy!
Do you think you have some sort of curse or something? Is that what I was inferring in this post?
I come from a long line of degenerate gamblers.
It's okay. It's
a disease. No, it's not. I am what they like to call, I call it a mush. A lot of people, a mush? Yeah. If you ever see, what was it? Was it a Bronx Tale with the mush? They went to the track. They handed them tickets already ripped in half. If you bet on like a surefire winner, tell me to bet on them, and the other guys are going to win. Trust me.
You're just a natural curse on it.
Every single football jersey, basketball, baseball jersey I have gotten since I was, I don't know, 11 has either traded or sucked.
Oh.
I am probably one of the only three people in Philadelphia that own a Matt Barkley jersey. Not Charles, Matt Barkley. I think I got it on Modell's. The guy gave it to me and $10 gift card. Because he felt bad.
They felt bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I see an easy solution to this. Just start buying the jerseys of our rivals.
No.
Just start wearing around a Dez Bryant jersey.
I probably could. I probably should.
Romo's already hurt, so he's all right. Yeah. We need to take care.
Not bad him. He broke his back and broke two vertebrae or something. I don't even know what that is, but that just sounds painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just
not good.
That's awesome. And he's like, "I'm going to go back in the game." Well, that's because they shot him up with so much shit in the back. Woo!
Put me in, coach!
This whole back thing's not that bad.
All right, well, you know what? Since we're getting ready to steamroll into sports, why don't we just launch right into it? How about that, Mike?
That sounds like a good idea. And everyone that follows the podcast knows we like to kick things off with the sports sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports.
In your face!
Yep, there you go. In your face. Time for sports, as Mike likes to say. And first up on the list, we'll do some football. Why not, since we're talking about it? Eagles had a little bit of a struggle, but still came over, overcome their problems, and pulled out a tough win against the Houston Texans, 31-21. I was impressed with this game. Definitely not
impressed.
Im- I mean, you know, I mean, I was happy they won, and,
right?
And I was happy they gutted out with Matt, with Mark Sanchez.
But it was a disaster.
But, yeah, I mean, when it comes to the injuries and stuff, that's really is going to be the thing that takes a toll on this Eagles team.
Yeah, you know, there were some bright spots. Like McCoy showed some good progress in gaining positive yards, and Macklin has become a real threat.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, this is. I think this is going on the third consecutive game where he's had
multiple touchdowns.
Yeah.
I think. He's had a couple 100-yard games as well.
Right. So I mean, there is some bright spots here to look at.
Yeah.
With this team.
On the flip side, though, we're still having a turnover problem, a big turnover problem.
Yeah, Mike. Okay. We already know things are going bad. That sucked. Is that what you were saying on Sunday?
It was.
Just so you know, Sanchez. I don't want to bring, but he's going to be our quarterback for a long time.
Yeah.
Long period of time. He is one of the only quarterbacks in the NFL that are active that has more interceptions than he does touchdowns.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I saw that stat pop up during the game and I said, oh boy. Yep.
That's awesome. And he's also one of the only quarterbacks to run into a lineman's ass.
Yep. The butt fumble.
It's just that's the accidentally getting on a plane of the NFL.
Yep, it is.
And if you saw the long pass he did to Macklin, watch. They show him, he's running outside after he throws the ball, and he trips over the right guard. Does this guy not look down?
He can't stay away from him.
Yeah.
He can't stay away from him.
He's too far down the field to see what's in front of him.
I think it's the headbands.
But like you said, we're going to have to put up with him for at least 6 to 8 weeks, is what they're saying about Foles.
Yeah, Foles with the broken clavicle.
It's everything. Because if he gets him into the playoffs, unless he barely gets him into the playoffs... I don't know. You kind of can't go back.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. Would either of you go back to Foles
after
missing 6 weeks?
It depends.
Yeah. It depends on the play.
Yeah.
Play six games. If he's 5-1, no.
Yeah, you got to keep Sanchez in at that point.
Yeah, if he's 3-3, sorry.
It's not like he has to perform much better than Foles, though, because Foles, I mean, throwing two interceptions a game as he was.
Everybody gives Foles a lot of stuff. I have a Foles jersey.
Yep,
so I'm
just
a kid. But he's not a bad quarterback. The only problem with him is he's just so immobile. It's ridiculous. Like, he just can't. And ever since he's gotten hit a lot this year.
Yeah.
Because we've had no offensive line.
Yeah.
I think you two guys were right down left tackle last week.
I think so. Yeah, I'm still a little sore.
You know, you probably would have done a better job. But he's gotten gun shy. If you notice... That's why I think he's been dropping back more, because he's scared of getting hit.
Yeah.
And as we've pointed out a couple times, he's always throwing off that back foot.
But that's because instead of stepping up and taking the hit, he's backing up so he doesn't get hit. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, and that does lead to interceptions, because the ball floats and it's always off target. And
forget about that part. The mental part of it, if you're scared to get hit and you're a quarterback.
Yeah, you're not going to survive very well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is classic sophomore slump snowball situation right here. I mean,
I felt bad for, he had wanted last year. I personally think that we've done the most complaining for a two-loss team I've ever seen.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Yeah.
And we should be 3 losses, because the Indianapolis game was a gift.
Yeah.
But there was no injuries last year. None. That doesn't happen.
We had one of the best offensive lines in all of football last year.
And they played every single game.
Yes, yes.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And you gave away, and I don't like him. He's a jerk. But you gave away your best offensive weapon.
Oh, yeah.
And you lost three-thirds. I did math. Awesome.
Sorry.
Three-fifths of your offensive line for 5 out of the 8 games you played. You're going to lose some.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they still win.
Yeah, and they're leading the division right now.
How bad's the division? Jesus. RG3 stinks.
Yeah, he's been going down the tubes. Dallas is looking shaky now with Romo being hurt.
I love it.
Makes things easier for us, right?
And this, I was talking to my buddy. How about you're going to have a division where you have Mark Sanchez, probably going to have Colt McCoy because RG3 stinks. You have Brandon Whedon, and the only guy you're not talking about won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah. Eli Manning.
We've got to win some regular season games before we start talking about him this year.
I hear you, but I mean, the guy's won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
If he gets a chance to go, he's still the best quarterback in that division.
as much as I think
by default, though.
By default, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. How the Jets doing now? Jesus. You got rid of Sanchez, and now you got Vic.
Yeah, and then...
What are they, 1-7 or
1-8? No, they lost eight straight games, yeah.
I just want to know where all the Michael Vick fans are right now. That were like, oh, I want to see Foles. Foles might not be the answer, but I sure know it ain't Vic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Vic will retire by the end of the season or something.
I think so. He can't have much more left in the tank.
He's getting beat up. Yeah. He's little. He's getting killed.
Yeah, he's in a bad situation in there, too.
He's another guy. How does he don't get fired?
Yeah. Rex Ryan.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he's Rex Ryan. I'm really surprised they've let him stay on this
long. He's got pictures of somebody somewhere. He has to. How?
He's just driving that franchise into the ground the past couple of years.
Geno Smith. Just that alone, you should be fired.
I was also that didn't reading pan out.
No.
Were the Raiders that Jamarcus Russell...
Oh, boy.
Set the Raiders back, I think, something crazy like 12 years.
Oof.
Drafting him.
Fire.
What about Geno Smith? I mean, he's not Jamarcus Russell, but he's pretty close. Yeah.
I fell out of bed and accidentally became the Jets general manager.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's a better excuse. Oh. Yeah, I didn't mean to go off topic.
No, that's perfectly fine.
That's what we do here.
Yeah,
right?
And I warned the listeners ahead of time we're going to go off topic today.
I ramble, so I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right. But since we're already evaluating the rest of the Eagles' season and where we think they're going to end up, here's a little side note: the Eagles have to play 4 games in 17 days throughout November.
I hate that.
On top of the turnover problem,
look at you pulling this back in. I'm reading the outline. Good for you.
Thank you. I'm the transition king here, but.
Oh yeah, we do very good transitions
steering
here.
Steering it back in line.
All right, okay. that was my attempt to be a professional DJ.
Yeah.
that will not go on my professional mixtape.
Pitch, is this the turn? Is this the exit?
All right.
Thanks, pitch.
Okay. Yep. There you go. That's my contribution.
But how is everyone feeling the second half of the season, you know, with this tight schedule, with all the injuries, with the turnover problems? How many wins do you think the Eagles have left in them? Should we hit the panic button, or are we staying steady right now?
I would say that – I mean, I know the Foles injury is going to be devastating.
But D'Amico Ryan's being out for the year.
That's going to be way worse. Yeah.
Right. That is really going
to
be huge.
Isn't good to begin with.
Right.
Yeah. And we just lost one of our best linebackers, probably the best linebacker.
Yeah.
And he's like the quarterback of the defense.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
He's the trotter. He's the Dawkins of this Eagles team.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're going to be hurting on defense.
I'll say that in the 4 games that they have to play in 17 days, it's Panthers, Green Bay, Tennessee, and Dallas, the Thanksgiving game.
That's right.
I say if they go 2-2, if they can weather through that storm, get through 2-2, I think that'll put them in a winnable position for the division, because then they're going to have to face the Seahawks, which are starting to revive again.
And Dallas again.
And then Dallas again. That'll be probably another split.
Those are our next 2 games.
Yeah.
After that Thanksgiving game, we go Seahawks-Dallas.
Right. So I'm hoping they can...
Yeah, but it's Dallas here.
Yeah, the second time around.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the Eagles can split the rest of the games, go 4-4, finish the season 10-6, win the division. I think that's the best case scenario. Worst case scenario is this...
Sanchez
storm.
Sucks.
Yeah, Sanchez sucks. This storm of injury comes at the worst time. The 4 games in 17 days is too much. Dallas sweeps them. They lose to Seattle. I mean, it could
get bad very fast.
It could be a bad scenario.
The worst case probably should be 3-5. And you're 9-7. 9-7 still might make the playoffs in this division.
That's true.
In the conference or the division?
Division.
Maybe even the conference, too. I mean, depending on how the other divisions play out.
Yeah. But, you know, the NFC East could end up being a very weak division, especially if all the injuries start to get to all the teams.
Yeah, we don't know how bad Romo's injury is yet.
Right.
They say they want him to play, but I don't know.
Well, Jerry Jones says he wants him to play, which is another stupid spectacle. Well,
Jerry Jones wanted to play that game.
Jerry Jones wanted Johnny Manziel. All right, God,
that should tell you something.
If I'm the Browns, I don't know why I wouldn't like just trade him for like ridiculous players.
Give us all your picks for 2015.
Yeah. And Jerry Jones probably would.
Probably.
He had like a man crush on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, Jerry Jones is a businessman, and Johnny Manziel.
That's a good
Texas
business choice.
Texas A&M.
Yeah.
He's going to sell a lot of jerseys. Dallas is also one of the only NFL teams, also I didn't know, that doesn't have to give back money to the NFL on their jersey sales.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you tell
me
that? Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Now, how did they weasel their way out of that one?
I have no idea. But that's insane.
Dallas Cowboys.
Jerry Jones made a deal with the devil, I think.
That's insane.
That is insane.
You think of all the jerseys, just the Dallas sales. Yeah. Not in the stadium. All of the Dallas Texans.
All merchandise, yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. I think we covered that on a previous episode.
Probably, yeah.
That's why wants Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grizzle sell jerseys.
Everyone wants one. But I don't know. I'd say it's not time to push the panic button yet, but it could,
it
could get
3 weeks.
Yeah, three weeks.
Let's recap after Thanksgiving and see where we stand.
Right.
That
if they
panic
can
button.
Somehow pull off something in Green Bay.
That we'd be in a really good position.
That's it. Because that's the game that's going to kill you. That's the game that's either going to be 10-6 or 7-9 or potentially 11-5. That's the one game that could swing everything. Hmm. Because Dallas, you'll probably split. If you lose to Tennessee, you got a bigger problem.
Yeah. Tennessee should not be at a loss. Yeah.
Carolina, you saw Carolina. They stink.
Yeah.
They shouldn't lose to the Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the Giants and the Redskins again.
Right.
You always have the risk of a trap game, though, in Tennessee. We always like to fall into those trap games, it seems. Last year with the Vikings.
Pretty goddamn big trap.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope we don't fall for that big one.
Yeah.
I hear you. But I just don't. I don't know.
But, you know, I agree. I think we're going to weather this storm all right. Hopefully go 2-2 in this span and potentially finish the season either 9-7 or 10-6, which might be good enough for the playoffs in this weak division. But, you know, since we're already predicting how the Eagles are going to do next week, why don't we just go right on into one of our favorite segments in the Sports Sampler, Rich?
Yep. Let's go into our Fantastic Four picks. Rick, you want to give your predictions as well when we kick off the segment?
Sure.
All right, cool. So we also have Rick giving you his Fantastic Four picks. So let's launch right into it. It's our Fantastic Four picks. Yeah, we have fancy music for the Fantastic Four picks. All right, what's the first one?
All right, first up, we got an awesome primetime game on Thursday night. It's the Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals. They're both vying for the lead in that tough AFC North division. Rich, how are you feeling this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable to think that the Browns aren't in last place in that division.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're the Browns. Come on. They got to choke eventually. The Bengals have been rediscovering their groove lately. They're at home. Cincinnati's got to pull this one out. I can't imagine they're going to choke one to the Browns.
All right. Well, you know what? I have to disagree because...
Really?
They're actually evenly matched in terms of offense and defensive ranks. And, you know, the Bengals are just... They're struggling this year. They had that stupid tie, which I just can't get
That's
over.
That's what it is. Yeah. You hate the fact
I hate
they
the
tied.
Tie. But more than that, the Browns have won 4 of their last 5. And I love a good underdog story. I'm shocked to say this, but I'm going with the Browns.
All right. Rick, what do you think?
They should call this game, I Hate My Wife and Kids. Because if you stay at home and watch the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals, you got a problem. Honest to God. I mean, it's shit playing shit. The only winner of this is people who are watching, I don't know, what else is on Thursday? How to get away with murder. I don't even know.
All right.
Whatever is on Thursday. But besides that, I'm with Cleveland too, so.
Okay. All right, what does Bruno say,
and,
our associate producer?
My brother, our associate producer, John Bruno, picks the Bengals. So,
all right,
two
split,
and two,
two
yeah.
And two. All right.
But the real winner, as Rick said, are those people watching other primetime television.
There you go.
Night. But, you know, maybe we can find some other interesting games on Sunday. We have the Chiefs playing the Buffalo Bills, both of them trying
to... Oh, goody. I'm trying to make these exciting. Come on, guys. Cut me some slack here. They're both trying to stay alive in their respective divisions. You know, I'm just going to say that the Chiefs have a surprisingly talented defense. They're second in the league in points allowed per game, first in pass yards allowed, and fifth in total yards allowed. So I'm going to trust in Big Andy Reid and go with the Chiefs. Rich?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chiefs, too. Just go ahead. Okay.
I killed Rich.
Yeah, keep going. Rick, what do you say?
I want to see Buffalo win only because I have Sammy Watkins on my fantasy team. So.
All right, that is a good reason. I know that's how Rich picks some of these teams.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all about fantasy sometimes.
And I know you guys are going to get a kick out of this one, too, because we got the Miami Dolphins traveling.
Wait, what does Bruno say about that one? You forgot what Bruno said.
Oh, that's right. John Bruno picks the Chiefs as well. All so. Right.
We're big Andy Reid.
Woohoo!
Yeah. But for the next matchup, we have the Miami Dolphins traveling to Detroit to face off against the Lions. Both these teams still in the playoff hunt, the Lions leading their division right now. Rich, what do you feel about this one?
All right, this one I actually have a serious commentary on this. I don't like the fact that the Detroit Lions have been very inconsistent. All right, they almost blew that London game, which I absolutely didn't like. I know you were rattling off stats before we came on the podcast. You like their defense. I love the Miami defense. All right, a shutout on Phillip Rivers. You're telling me that the Lions are going to try and score on this defense? Uh-uh. Miami's going to pull this one out.
All right, well, you know, I'm going to have to disagree again. The Dolphins did shut out the Chargers, but mostly because of Phillip Rivers' poor performance. The Lions, on the other hand, have one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the entire league, top five in every single category. Matt Stafford continues to put up a ton of yards, even with Calvin Johnson out of the lineup, who is supposed to be coming back into the lineup. They're also coming off a bye. There's no reason the Lions shouldn't be able to handle this one. I got to go with the Lions.
All right, Rick, what do you say?
Everybody is, like, loving the Dolphins, and I don't get it either. I'm sorry.
All right.
If Calvin Johnson plays, Detroit should win this easily. If he doesn't, I...
Yeah, that's the wild card right there.
Yeah, you know what? I still think Detroit wins at home.
All right.
Miami's just... Yeah.
You're not sold on them yet.
I'm not scared of Ryan Tannehill. I'm not. He doesn't scare me.
All right.
I hope they do good, but I don't see it yet. I don't really don't.
Okay. All right. Well,
what does Bruno say?
JB agrees. He's going with the Lions as well.
Oh, I'm rogue on that one.
Yeah, you're going out on your own. But maybe we'll see more eye to eye on this one. We have our favorite hometown team trying to fend off the Panthers as they come into town on a Monday night game. Sorry. So, Rich, what do you feel about this one?
All right. I'm going to watch Monday Night Raw instead. So I'm not even going to.
Wow.
No. This should be a game that the Eagles should win. I know that, you know, they have all those injuries. They'll be starting Mark Sanchez, blech. But at the end of the day, this is the Carolina Panthers. They put up the tie!
Yeah.
Alright.
Exactly. My reasoning.
The Eagles should be able to pull this
my
one.
My reasoning, exactly. Evan Mathis is back. LeSean McCoy is starting to get into a groove. The Panthers, on the other hand, put up a tie. And besides, the Eagles need this win if they want to stay ahead, because they have the hardest part of their schedule coming up. So they really, this is a must-win game. I'm going with the Eagles.
All right, Rick, what do you say?
Did you see Cam Newton Thursday night?
I did not.
It was bad. Apparently he didn't.
Oh, yeah. With the Saints game.
He accidentally got on the plane.
Yeah, he might have, dude. Because, listen, that and we ran out of music. Oh, no. That and Chip Kelly with an extra day to prepare, Eagles. I just, like you said, they can't lose this game. So, Eagles.
All right. Well, you guys want to hear the shocker? My brother goes with the Panthers because
what?
He hates Mark Sanchez so much that he says he will never be able to pick the Eagles as long as he's quarterbacking.
So what? He's just going to go the rest of the year and just be anti-Eagles now?
He really, really hates Mark Sanchez.
Is your brother Rex Ryan?
He might be. Yeah. I might have to double check.
Who hates Mark Sanchez?
Besides, my brother does. He just really – he hated the hype about him when he came into the league, and that sort of just – carried throughout the years.
The only people that hate Mark Sanchez are the women that gave him herpes. That's it.
Okay, there you go.
Well, that's the only one. Like, because he doesn't... How do you get mad at Mark Sanchez?
I don't know.
Good for him. I mean, but the battle. Like, I can understand that the Manziel, but Sanchez didn't do anything. He
just...
He played for Lane Kiffin. No, he didn't play for Lane Kiffin. think he did.
I don't know.
I think he was a Carroll guy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. USC.
USC, yeah. But I think my brother just hated the hype when he came into the league. And he was the same way with Tim Tebow and Johnny Manziel. He hates a lot of hype.
I like Tebow.
You like Tebow?
I still do. I still don't.
How's that going for you?
I hear you. But listen, again, with the Jets.
Yeah.
I kind of would like to have Tebow instead of Michael Vick and Geno Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least, listen, he sucks. But right now he's got more wins, the same amount of playoff wins as Peyton Manning. If you discount last year, he had the same amount of playoff wins as Peyton Manning as a Bronco.
Yeah, as the Bronco.
As
right,
a Bronco.
Right, right.
As a Bronco, of course, Peyton Manning had like 70.
I'll never forget that game, that overtime run with the Steelers. Oh, my God.
Listen, that's what it is. You have the ball, last play of the game, can you win? Can you drive the team down the field? And he can. The rest of the 59 minutes, he sucks. But that minute, I want him.
Just that last minute, he's able to
put in someone else for those 58 minutes.
Yeah, start another quarterback and then switch to Tebow at the very end. Yeah,
I don't get it. Listen, he's got a weird delivery. He can't throw the ball real well, but he's a winner, man. I don't know. God. Yeah. He loves Jesus.
Yeah. It's something at the end, you know. God just looks down with
speaking of that, how awesome is Riley Cooper? Like, he was his roommate, and like all the girls that went into Tim Tebow, and Tim Tebow was like, hallelujah. I'll do it. I don't even need these sound effects.
No, you don't even need the sound effect.
And then Riley Cooper was like, I don't like Jesus. Want to see what's in my pants? That would just be my line. That would be my opening line. I was like, hi, my name is Riley Cooper. Do you want to see what's in my pants? That's it. And it probably work.
All the
girls in the University of Florida?
Come on. Somebody's got
to
be atheist.
A couple of them have to say yes. Just by choice. Just by chance, a couple of them have to say yes.
Numbers game. Come on.
You're talking about 20,000 women that go there.
Yeah.
There you go.
20 women say yes out of 20,000. I don't know percentages, but that's pretty damn low.
That's 1%.
And guess what? I would love to have sex with 20 women in college.
Yeah, there you go. It would be a great odds.
Yeah. So I guess the lesson. Yeah.
Perfect.
The lesson is it would have been nice to be Riley
Cooper.
Don't
like Jesus. No. The lesson is be Tim Tebow's roommate.
Right.
Because you'll get all the poonanny.
There you go, perfect.
Jesus doesn't like poonanny. I'm going off on the rail here. Please. All right, we're
going to
go.
Which gospel
I like
is that
the Eagles.
You like the Eagles and poonanny.
And Jeremiah 27:35.
Tim Tebow does not like the poonanny.
Right.
Thou said Tim Tebow would never like the poonanny.
And God dost lay down his law.
There you go. Yeah, I know. After that, I think we might need to take a break.
You really gotta love God not to love the poonanny. Because if I had a choice between like my mother getting hit by a bus or the poonanny,
bye, mom.
It depends. Like, hey, she's right there.
Yeah, you got your mom in the other room.
Listen. How fast is the bus going? Is it on a turn? Because it's on a turn, it's going slower.
Right, right.
Where is
physics
the bus going?
People.
Is it on a city street?
There's
is it
variables.
On a highway?
Yeah.
Is it coming off a stop? It's coming off a stop. Chances are she'll just get like bruised.
So, what's the threshold? Like 25 and slower or
25?
30? 45?
No, don't go higher. I was going to go lower.
Oh, you're going to go lower. Okay.
Yeah, like.
If the bus is going 15.
But then there's other variables.
Okay.
It depends on the poonanny.
That's true, too.
The quality of the poonanny.
If the poonanny looks
affects.
Like pitch. At least 15 miles an hour. Anything above that, sorry, buddy. Is there everything is... By the way, I did... we'll talk about this on the next break, but I do have a bit on that. On every single dude has a price on everything.
Okay.
Yes. And it's true.
Are you Ted DiBiase right now? Everyone's got a price.
No. But it's like...
Everyone's gonna pay.
Because you don't know. Like, guys do, like, stupid... Like, would you take a shit in the street for, like, $10,000?
All right, well, find out the answer to that question.
Women don't do this. At least I like to think they don't, because that would ruin that.
All right, we'll find out the answer to Rick's question when we come back. We got to take just a quick break, but do not go anywhere, because we'll have the answer to that question as well as the entertainment entree. What's new coming up in entertainment? So don't go anywhere. More of the Crispy Noodle Podcast with Rick Muraki on the show here.
Hint, hint, it doesn't rhyme with no.
All right, there you go. We'll be right back. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
Michigan is making sure that your beer pint at the bar cannot be 16 ounces or fewer.
Do you have like an official beer inspector standing there?
Yeah, you get the Michigan beer thing.
The Michigan beer thing. The MBT.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Where was the MBT? Is there 16 ounces in there? I'm sorry, sir. I'm reading 15.6 ounces. I'm going to have to take you in. So.
On the streets of Michigan, the Michigan beer thing is out and about to make sure you get the right beer.
Not the right beer, the right amount of beer.
Excuse me, right amount of beer. I'm drunk right now.
It's all part of the business with the MBT.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
Oh, yeah, we're back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast, hanging out with Rick Muraki. Boy, we left on an interesting note. And you know what? I intend to follow up. Yep, you're back on. Don't worry.
Cool.
So we left off the last segment with a bunch of bargaining questions, including a very specific one, including how much would it take for you to go number two in the middle of the street, right?
Defecate.
Number two. I love how we're starting off this segment with, how much would it take you to go number two? Do you have to go make?
I'm trying not to hit the audience right over the head coming out of the break.
That's my job.
Yeah, that's your job. I'm leaving it up to you. I'm stacking it up. You knock it down.
Listen. There's an old age question on whether you have a girlfriend or whether you have just a girl that's a friend or a wife or whomever. And they turn to you and they go, what are you thinking? You don't want to know what the fuck we're thinking, because we're just smart enough not to shit our pants. A lot of the times, if we're problem solvers, we're good with directions, we're good with tasks. We're not good as free thinkers. We're not. Because then our minds just drift off to either food, sex, or perversion, or sports. That's it. Those are the only four things I've ever thought about.
In the average male mind.
Ever. Like, ever.
There's nothing else.
It either has to do with food, sex, sports, or sleeping. That's about it.
Those are four good categories.
It is.
Yeah, and they make up life.
So the thing is, I'm sure it's not just my friends, but it might be, because we're degenerates. We all have that how much game. And the game usually generally is, how much would it take you to do X? Whatever X is. And then, so say the X is, we start off with something stupid like, I don't know, fuck. Walk around with your pants down, around the floor, whatever. And then it comes off to like within seconds, it comes off to, my buddy goes, well, how much would it take you to take a shit in the middle of the street?
That's the natural progression.
Yeah, obviously.
And what you should normally do, any normal rational person would go, oh, I would never shit in the street. No. We have variables to the thing. Is it a busy street? Is it a side street? What time of day is it?
Well,
can I shit in between cars?
Yeah, this is all negotiable. Yeah. And if
how much
the
money
price
are we talking about?
Yes.
Because, listen, if I could shit in between two cars at 2 o'clock in the morning when no one sees me, I'm not paying you $2,000 to do that, because a bum will do that for fucking 10 bucks. And a half a sandwich.
Do you have experience with this with South Philly?
Maybe. But anyway, that's not here nor there. But yeah, and the sad part is that there's all negotiating things behind it. There are money factors that go into this, because there are. So how much money would it cost you to take a shit in the middle of the street? And you're like, I don't know. Until you're like, and so somewhere it's, okay, $5,000. $5,000, I'm not saying no right away. I mean, we're not wealthy businessmen. You know? For $5,000,
depends on those variables, right?
Right.
Okay, $10,000. Those variables just dropped a lot, didn't they?
Somewhat, yeah.
$20,000.
They're dropping.
what's dropping?
Yeah. For $20,000, I'll take a shit in front of my mother. I don't care. $20,000? The average person makes 50.
A year.
And you're getting $20,000 in one shot. How long does it take you to shit? 30 seconds? Guys don't have shame.
Yeah, we don't.
That's what separates us from men and women. I've never heard a girl had this conversation, ever. I want to see that girl. Actually, I probably don't want to see her. But that's what separates us, because this is what we talk about. Ladies, you're welcome. This is what's inside our heads.
Yeah, and it is. When you ask that question, yeah, what are you thinking?
Oh, and
yeah,
and the
yeah.
first,
you don't want to know.
The first initial reaction when I ask that question, taking a shit in the middle of the street, everybody's like, that's disgusting. Okay, $5,000.
Wait a minute.
$5,000.
It's not really that disgusting anymore. $10,000. $20,000. Okay. You went from, ew, that's the most revolting thing in my life, to go, okay. In like 30 seconds.
There you go.
Listen, I would want to see, and then there's also variables. I would definitely want to see the money up front.
Of course.
Is it all going to be from one person? Are there more people that are going to have it? When am I going
to
get the money
to the IRS?
By? Oh, yeah. It's got to be cash. There's no checks involved.
Yeah.
There's no trace to that. Well, there's a trace, just not a money trail.
Yeah. You might have some DNA.
Well, look at it this way. You take a shit in the middle of the street at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably getting arrested.
Right. Now, does the person offering the money also have to put up bail?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what my whole next thing is.
That's on
the
top of
the 20 grand doesn't include bail, attorney, and all that other shit. It doesn't, because that's eating into my 20 grand. Now I want more.
Yeah. Then you end up with only 8 grand or however much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For 8 grand, I'm not pooping in the middle of the street.
At least not that street.
Not that time.
Yeah.
And not that street. Yeah, right.
Also depends
now,
on
Juniper what? Street depends. It's a small street. All there is are massage parlors. They're actually just spas, but with the blacked outdoors and the numbers on them, they're not really spas. Just so you know. You gotta walk up exactly. steps. Hello, how are you?
So there you go, a little bit of advice.
Yeah. So next time.
So I've been told, Mom. There you sorry. Go.
All hearsay, of course.
Yeah, but no. The point is we're not really, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah.
That's when I'm alone and I'm not doing anything, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. The all hush right. over this room is amazing. I hope that bit goes just as good when I do that.
All right.
This Saturday, okay. Poldboro.
There you go. Of course. And make sure to write that down on your schedule for this Saturday, November 8th, 7 p.m. At the Poldboro Sportsman Association, because that is where you'll be performing. And you can hear more bits like that.
I want that exact reaction, too. Who am I kidding? There's 70-year-old Vietnam vets in there. They're going to be shitting themselves anyway.
Yeah, why not?
I pooped myself for free. I'm going to be doing jokes next to some guy's colostomy bag. How bad would that be? Like, if it could get mad, he can actually reach into the bag and throw shit at me. Now I want that on. Oh my god, I want that.
Now if you captured on
YouTube.
I want to
be so bad that someone actually physically throws a colostomy bag at me. I'd be famous.
Yeah.
Just make sure you tape it.
Yeah, make sure someone's got a camera ready to go.
Now, could you imagine that? And that would be like the time it fucking ran out, like they sneezed or something. And you got hit for shit for nothing.
Yeah. Yep. So make sure you got a steady person ready to film you on that.
If you want to film this, I will offer you $20. No, okay. I'm cheap.
You'll have to negotiate with Rick on the price for that.
depends on the time of day, yeah. Which street. No.
All right. Well, now that we've explained that bit, thank you, Rick.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right. Okay. Yep, it's all right. Let's get into our next portion of the show, which we call the Entertainment Entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. Dear Die Hard, you rock. Especially when that guy was on the roof.
Music.
I know what that is. That's music.
Video games.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Celebrities.
You really know Warren Beatty?
Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes.
And more.
You were the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
This is the Entertainment Entree.
Is that from the Simpsons movie?
Let's get to bashing butts as well as D's nuts.
All right, and with that, we kick off the Entertainment Entree.
Now I don't feel as bad for telling that joke.
It's all right.
Let's get to bashing butts as well as D's nuts.
How much would it take you to do that?
$50.
$50. All right, there we go. Sold. All right, let's start this Entertainment Entree. With kind of a new segment that we've been doing here in the Entertainment Entree, which we've been calling This Week in Entertainment. It's essentially what's new in TV, movies, video games, what have you. Mike, you ready to launch into this?
Sure. First up, a couple of big HBO premieres this weekend, Sunday, November 9th. There's a new comedy, Getting On, which is a comedy set in a geriatric extended care wing of a down-at-the-heels hospital. Follows put-upon nurses, anxious doctors, and administrators as they struggle with the darkly comic, brutally honest, and quietly compassionate realities of caring for the elderly. So it might be an interesting new comedy to check out. Old people are kind of humorous.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. Okay. Well,
so either do that or come out to the comedy night at Paulsboro, New Jersey.
The geriatric wing. That's going to draw people. That's awesome.
Well, if you're not feeling old people comedy, maybe you can hit up some drama with The Newsroom. It's the final season. Jeff Daniels, of course, is amazing.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's going to be a shorter season. I think it's only 6 episodes.
Yeah.
But it opens with the Boston Marathon bombing. So
bombshell.
Wow. What?
Bombshell what?
There's a bombshell opening.
Oh,
okay. Never mind.
It's all right.
Throw that joke in the trash.
All right.
We also have some big...
I just got my own joke.
Yep. All right. Okay. There you go. That's perfect transition out of that one.
We also have some big movie premieres this weekend. We have Big Hero 6, which is a Disney animation movie based on a Marvel franchise. It's currently getting a lot of critical buzz, holding an 81 out of 100 on Metacritic. But the big one we're looking forward to is, of course, the new Christopher Nolan film, Interstellar.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I know you've been researching a lot about it, Rich.
Yeah, I really hope that this takes off, and I hope that this is the... Yep, did you like that pun?
Hey-o.
I hope this is the third act in the McConaughey. That is the revival of Matthew McConaughey.
You're a big McConaughey fan.
I just don't.
No?
You're not into the McConaughey's?
I'm going to take that as a no.
You know what? Neither was I. I never got into True Detective, so I missed it.
He got caught naked playing the bongos. I can't take him seriously.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm playing bongos. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't know.
What was that?
I have no idea. That's me trying to be high.
All right, then. Obviously, you've gotten high a lot.
Yeah, no, I've never been high.
Oh, shit. Good. Good news, Richard's mom and dad. He's clean. I don't know.
All so, right. you're not gonna go see Interstellar, or you're gonna, are you a fan of Christopher Nolan movies?
Yeah, but I...
Not a fan of McConaughey, though.
I'm gonna go see him go into space. Stupid. Oh, I'm in space. Okay.
This rocket ship
climbs. That's it. I mean, he wants to go to, it's the one where he goes to different planets.
Yeah.
Because we messed this world up so much. And
yeah, I think
they've done that movie 7,000 times before.
Yeah.
Except this time it's going to be done with a shitty southern accent.
Well, I don't know. Christopher Nolan might, you know, change it up a bit. I have some confidence in his directing and writing abilities.
Is the Joker going to be in it? This is going to suck. Because everything he's done without the Joker in it or DiCaprio is blown. Sorry.
It's all right. As long as you said DiCaprio, because I loved Inception.
Yeah. It was. It was cool.
Well, all right, you know what? Some critics are agreeing with you because it's only gotten 76 out of 100
it's
on Metacritic.
It's because of McConaughey. I'm
you think it's
you.
Because of McConaughey?
Yeah.
Huh? All right.
Again, the one with the AIDS, with the Buyers Club.
Yeah, Dallas Buyers
that
Club.
That was pretty good. He played a drug addict. It's not really that far fetched. Played a drug addict and banged everything. Okay. That I could see. That's like Jack Nicholson playing a crazy dude. It's not really that much of a grasp.
Yeah.
That's true.
Him being an astronaut. The guy that accidentally got on a plane is more plausible of being a goddamn astronaut than Matthew McConaughey.
Maybe this is that guy.
Yeah, maybe this is the actual
maybe he
I'm
going to
tell you right now. If he accidentally gets on a spaceship, this will be
on?
The greatest movie ever.
It's actually a comedy. Yeah. I think the critics are confused.
What was the other movie with the Sandra Bullock? And was she
Gravity.
Oh, my God. That hurt my brain.
Yeah?
That movie sucked. Listen. It took her 57 minutes to... I wanted her to die at the end of the movie. I'm in space, and I'm jumping from ship to ship like it's fucking Q-bert. Like I'm playing Frogger in a solar system, and I just get it. And then when I go up, I can't understand it. It's not in English. Are you kidding me? I wanted her to blow up. I really did. I'm happy that George Clooney died in like halfway through... I think he died.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Well,
if he didn't see it, guess what? He's dead.
You know what? George Clooney, yeah, he didn't want to put up with Sandra Bullock, so he just cut that cord and got
the
hell out of
there.
Yeah,
that's what it was, yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll go this way. I am not a big fan of Sandra Bullock. I don't know. I don't think she's, like, top-tier actress level.
Yeah, she's iffy for me.
Yeah.
I'm
so I would have done the same thing. Like, get the hell out of there.
Anne Hathaway and Matthew McConaughey. Nothing about those two people say space and time travel.
That's true.
Nothing.
I will agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, like, is basically anything that involves space, you put Tom Hanks in. You just do it. Any other guy. I forget his name. You put that guy in there, too.
The other guy. Yes.
The other guy.
Very informative. He was in The Rock. He was the bad guy for In The Rock. You know, he was in Apollo 13. He was in The Rock. I forget.
Ed Harris?
That's it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ed Harris would be an interesting fit.
Him, I could see do it. Bruce Willis, I could even see do it. He was in that shitty Armageddon. Matthew McConaughey, if the world's going to die and my savior is Matthew McConaughey, I'm fucked. I'm done. I'm getting high, getting naked, and playing the bongos.
Well, that's what he would do. Exactly
what he would do.
It would be great.
That might be the end of the
movie. If
there's
a meteor,
yeah, play
and he
bongos.
Just strips down and goes, da, 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 I would believe that.
All right.
Mr. McConaughey, the world's about to end. What do we do? I don't know. I got a dog in his fight. This dog gonna bite. Let him play a bongo.
Give me 5 minutes.
You love doing that voice, don't you?
I don't even know what that was.
I have no idea what it is either.
Amazing.
I deal with this every week.
Now we transition from a pothead going into space into video games.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's right, yeah. Couple of cool video games you can get that are both out right now. Call of Duty.
Funny thing is,
yeah.
I'm calling my bit on how much would you want it? Call of Duty.
There you go. It all fits together.
Duty.
Duty.
That is a funny word.
But
I'm a mature person. I went to college, yes. And I giggle at the word
You're 35.
Duty. Yeah, that's true. But duty is just a word we're still going to laugh at. I love being a dude.
There you go.
Duty.
It's true. You can be as immature as you want.
Oh,
so what do we got for video games?
In terms of video games, we have Call of Duty. There's that word again. Advanced Warfare out on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, and PC. Of course, that's starring Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey signing up to a video game, which is pretty big news considering, you know, he only does projects that he really believes in. So
yeah, so he must.
So Kevin needed money.
So Kevin needed money, yeah.
I really believe in this. Kevin.
Give me money.
$15 million. That's what I was saying in my joke.
Yeah.
You want Kevin Spacey in a video game?
Yeah.
How much would it take?
Kevin Spacey. There you go. Well, it's
I want to take a shit in the middle of the street. He wants to be in a video game that'll make millions and millions of dollars.
The difference is you're doing yours for $20,000. He's doing his for $20 million.
Yeah. I was never really good at negotiating.
Well, there you go. I mean, it looks good. I don't know how it's gonna compare to the other series. And I've never really been a big Call of Duty fan, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's kind of gotten stale over the years. And this one's getting good review scores. It might be one to check out for all those first-person shooter fans. But if you want a little bit more story with your shooting, you can always look towards BioShock Infinite, the complete edition. It has all the DLC.
Or watch the news.
Or watch the news, yeah. That's always a good place to go to get shooting news.
With the stories behind it. If you're playing video games for the story, you need to get out of your mother's basement. It's time to leave the nest, Steve, and get a job. Jesus Christ. Stop touching yourself, Steve. But Mom, this video game has a story. You know what you don't have? A girlfriend. This is what boobs look like, Steve. Go find them.
That's life.
Sorry. Oh, and yeah, sorry to call it duty.
So those are,
there
I
you
just
go.
Shit on like half of your fans. I'm sorry.
So right. Video games that nobody wants to play anymore.
Whoops.
Or do want to play.
Or do want to play, yeah.
Remember
maybe.
The video game where you could drive around and beat up hookers? And parents were like, this is outrageous. And then half of the dudes were like, you can drive around and beat up hookers? This is awesome.
Yeah, they're still making those.
Well, Grand Theft Auto 5, you can actually go to a strip club and
take one home with you and then beat it up.
Yeah.
Listen, you can do that in real life. Just don't beat them up. They don't like it.
But how do you get your money back?
Negotiate?
Hey, beat them up. That's pretty much how you do it. Yeah, it's true. I never thought of that. That's why they beat up the hookers? To get their money back?
Yeah. When
so
when
wait a minute.
You give
the money to the hooker. You get what you want. You smack her around and take the money back?
Yeah. You get a hooker.
Best video game ever.
It's Grand Theft Auto.
Get this. It replenishes your health. And then
my
you can get the money
plays
back.
That. He's 12. Holy shit, I'm rethinking this.
Yeah.
There you go. See? How far have video games come now?
Yeah.
Remember when you used to eat mushrooms to get bigger?
Yeah. In
that's
because
we were just stoned.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We've evolved now. You can beat up hookers and... Yeah.
Yeah. We've evolved. You can beat up hookers and... That's about it. That's about all we evolved to.
That's the single bullet point on the back of the box. Grand Theft Auto. Beat up hookers.
Now with more hookers.
And more beating.
It's funny because I had that sentence halfway through in my head, and then I just stopped, and I was like, oh my god, what did I just...
And the sad part is, there's someone...
It was like a MAC train.
You think I'm deranged by saying that? There's someone who went to fucking computer school...
To do this.
Who did digital formatting, who could probably work for IBM or NASA, and his job is to digitally put hookers into a video game... For you to beat up.
Boop physics are a very important part of video games.
Yeah. And guess what? Now they look more realistic.
Yeah. You don't see the triangle tits from Tomb Raider.
Hey, what do you do tits? For a living? I make computerized hookers for you to beat up.
A necessary job.
That is the greatest career day thing ever.
That's a good conversation
who beats
starter
that?
Too.
I'm a fireman. Fuck you and your fire. My dad creates computerized hookers. What does your dad do, Steve?
Poor Steve, man. We're picking on Steve. What did Steve even do, man? God damn it, Steve.
Get out of the basement.
Go learn how to make computerized hookers.
Make some money.
That's amazing.
Oh, boy.
I should go back to school.
If none of those things float your boat, you can always check out Comedy Night, Saturday, November 8th at 7 p.m. And you can... It's This Week in Entertainment. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That is the best transition you've ever done.
I'm the king of transitions, man.
He is slowly steering this. Where were you when the Titanic sunk? My man, you could have saved it. Oh. He's like, iceberg. Fuck that. Hold on. I put the one palm on the steering wheel. It's not a steering wheel on the boat. I don't even know what it is. But it goes like this. And just circles it.
Put my arm over the seat and back it up.
Pulls his hand out the window like, hold on. Turns the radio down. And does it again.
Who am I telling hold on to in the middle of the Atlantic?
It's a joke.
Well, I'm interested in the, you know.
Steve.
Damn it, Steve. Not paying attention.
And he's not paying attention because he's looking at all the computerized hookers.
Right up in the crow's nest.
You're welcome. In the crow's nest. Steer away from that now.
Oh, man.
But yeah, Comedy Night this Saturday, November 8th.
I feel my diploma burning on the wall.
Rick Murarchy right here. He'll be there. Food, drink, beer, and soda. All covered in the cost.
Draft beer. So you know it's classy.
And tons of laughs, of course, like we've been having on this podcast.
If not, just drink tons of draft beer.
Yeah, so at the very least, you're going to get a lot of beer.
Pissing and shitting on that. You don't forget it.
All right, well, you know what? How about...
It's another variable.
Yeah, it's another variable.
You know? After you ate all the food and drank all the draft beer, it probably wouldn't... You'd probably do it for $20. And some extra toilet paper.
Yeah, perfect. All right, well, you know what? How about we take a break for right now, but then we'll get into even something even more crazier than what the last hour has been on this podcast.
I don't know how it could get crazier.
But
that's what happens when we do the non-fortune cookie odd news.
That's right. Coming up next, I have your week's report of crazy and true odd news in the non-fortune cookie odd news. Don't go anywhere. Rick Murarchy, you're still sticking around, right?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. So more craziness to come. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. We'll be right back.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
A California man is accused of assaulting a woman while wearing a pink Barbie costume.
Of course.
The victim was using the restroom when the suspect entered her stall dressed like Barbie. I was looking and I saw 2 feet slowly planted on the floor and they were a man's bare feet. She noted that the suspect was wearing a Barbie outfit. Luckily, the victim fought back and managed to escape. Schwartz ran out soon after, and when a security guard tried to confront him, Schwartz allegedly threatened to stab him with a screwdriver.
That's very Barbie-like of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always have a Barbie for like every single job.
Yeah, there you go. Criminal assault Barbie.
Criminal assault Barbie.
In a criminal world, assaulting people in the bathroom.
I have a screwdriver. I'm gonna stab you in the eye.
Get out of my way. Need to make an escape.
Come on, Barbie. Let's do crime. This is criminal assault Barbie. Yeah, she comes with a removable screwdriver, but no shoes apparently.
No.
Doesn't know how to accessorize, I guess.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
Oh yeah, we're back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast, rocking out with the funny Rick Murarchy here on the show. I mean, my gut is actually starting to hurt from all the laughter we've been doing.
I can barely talk anymore. I'm laughing so much in this episode.
Thank you.
Yep. And just another reminder here that if you want to catch Rick Murarchy in person, go to the Comedy Night this Saturday, November 8th, 7 p.m. $20 for tickets in advance, $25 if you get the tickets at the door. The ticket includes food, drink, beer, and soda. This is all at the Paulsboro Sportsman Association, 32 River Avenue, Paulsboro, New Jersey.
And if you think of it, you're going out for food, booze, and funny for $25.
That's good.
I think it's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're doing something good because it's the Sportsman Association. I'm saying it's something good. I don't even think it's a charity, but it's... It sounds beef sounds like and beer, good. So it's got to be going to something.
Right.
Yeah. Something appropriate. Right? There you go. Yes. Just affirmative.
Yes. All right, then.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's get to our next portion of the show. It is by far already one of the craziest portions of the show, so I can't imagine how much...
I can add into this, too.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
This is awesome.
We welcome your input on this. Mike, what's it time for?
It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders and go to the bathroom because you're in for a hell of a ride.
Happy, happy birthday from drug dealer to you. Here's some meth. Have some fun. Meth, 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 meth.
All right, so there you go. You might
Did
get
you say
drugged.
Meth or meth?
Meth. Like the drug.
Yep.
I thought at the end was meth, 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 meth. Because that would actually make it better.
Nope.
Because when you think of drugs, you think of meth, because oddly they go together.
They do.
Yeah,
they
do.
You have to keep all your prices straight and, you know,
negotiating.
System. Metric system, yeah.
There's no negotiating. Again, Mr. and Mrs. Alibom, he's safe. Don't worry about it. Drink your Yoo-Hoo. Have fun with your friends.
Yep. Oh. Things are going to get wild.
Oh, crazy.
Things are going to get wild. I'm adding strawberry to the milk this
Whoa,
week.
Whoa, jeez.
Woo.
All right. Well, Mike, how does the non-fortune cookie odd news work?
For those that don't know, in the non-fortune cookie odd news, Rich researches the news. He reads the news. And me and now Rick Murarkey will be reacting to the news. We have no idea what he's got in store for us. He's kept these stories hidden. So our reactions will be our gut reactions, our first time hearing these stories. And it's always a blast for everyone involved because you don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. And
is
Rich,
this where you got the guy who accidentally got on a plane guy?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
This that was going to be awesome.
This is that segment.
Yep. All right. So you guys ready to dive into the first story?
Yes, please.
Sure.
All right. And this first one, relatively in the area, Maryland, not too far.
Okay.
Actually made some mainstream media headlines, but it's a true story here. Money escaped from an armored truck on a Maryland highway due to a faulty door.
Okay.
Drivers scrambled to grab money that was flying around a Maryland highway after an armored truck's door bursted open. Maryland State Police said that a lock on the truck seemed to have malfunctioned.
Because he didn't lock it.
Yeah, didn't lock it properly.
That shit malfunctions when you don't lock it.
Yep. Which caused the door to open Friday morning. When that happened, a bag of cash fell right on the I-270.
Do they not, like, stabilize these things?
Apparently not.
They just keep the bags open and in the back?
Yep.
No, it fell out of the truck and burst it open. Follow along. Listen. How come I don't get stuck behind this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get stuck behind the horses with shit. Bag of money guy, never got stuck behind him.
Nope.
You have to drive in Maryland, apparently.
Yeah.
I've driven in Maryland.
I have too, yeah.
There's no bags of money falling.
Nope.
That's the greatest accident ever.
Yeah. A bag of cash fell right on the I-270 and the bills flew in the air.
It happens.
Police said that a number of drivers stopped on the interstate and grabbed what cash that they could before the fire department and police vehicles arrived and turned on their emergency lights to try and collect the cash.
They're never getting it back.
No. Sir, we have collected $18.
We started with a million.
That's a pretty big bag for $18. They were all in ones.
Well, that's an interesting note to make because the troopers were only able to recover $200 out of the whole bag of cash that fell.
Guess what? That is way more than I thought they would be able to recover.
How much was in the bag?
It's
anyone
not
know?
Known.
It's a bag of money. Money's this big. It's a bag of it.
I want to be able to compare $200 to what?
Probably
20,000? 200? You think
10 grand?
A bag of cash.
It's not 50 bucks. It's not 100 bucks.
I mean, talking like Breaking Bad, like they had like $1 million in one of the bags.
Yeah, so I'm saying they
could be. It could be bad.
Well, yeah, it could have been
Breaking
a lot.
Bad. It's probably like a Brinks truck.
Yeah.
Who collects money for banks and ATM machines. So yeah. I could see 10 grand easily.
I can see more than 10 grand, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they only got $200 back from the whole thing. Police have officially said that any driver who takes the cash needs to return
it. Is the happiest motherfucker alive.
Yeah.
Police.
I want to just say this. If you return that cash, you are a douchebag. Because no one will return that. If they're saying that, they have no evidence. Yeah. They have no idea who took what. Just go buy presents for your kids. Something. Don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, don't buy a new
or like a police car.
Buy a
where'd
police
you get
car?
A $10,000 police car? Don't worry about it.
Yep.
On the official record, police have urged that any driver that took the cash needs to return it to state police in the local state police barracks, or else face charges of theft if they're found out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be found
how
out.
How are they going to figure that out? Yeah. They can't. That's the call of a desperate police officer.
Don't they have, like, that exploding shit in the money?
The paint?
I've seen way a lot of movies. Way a lot of movies is good English for me.
Yes.
Way a lot of movies where you put your money and it goes and you take it out of the bag and just shit just, you turn purple.
Yeah, but
it
exploded on the ground, so, I don't know.
Yeah, but doesn't the other, it goes on to the other cash.
Yeah, but once you take the cash and you run away, you go spend it at a convenience store, they don't care. Right?
True.
You could probably just, you know, go to some 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it's cash.
Yeah, the fuck are you going to buy at 7-Eleven for 10 grand?
I'm not.
That's a shitload of Slurpees. Oh, yeah, thank you, sir.
You wheel, you know, you bring up your wheelbarrow and just hold down all the little things.
You can buy a 72-ounce soda for $3.95.
Well, maybe a lot of people are thirsty and you want to buy soda for...
I'd like buy a swimming pool of fucking Pepsi. And still have 18 grand left.
Take a dive in the Pepsi pool.
Oh my God, that would be awful.
Feel the high fructose corn syrup all
you just
your skin.
Automatically give diabetes and die.
Why Pepsi? Why not Coke? I'm a Coke guy.
Because if I dove into Coke, it would cost a lot more than 10 grand.
So, yeah.
Hi-yo.
There you go. True story in Maryland. Yeah. Why can't we get behind this traffic?
I don't know, but I accidentally left the thing unlocked, and my cousin was just accidentally driving behind me.
My cousin and my brother and my aunt.
Yeah, all behind me.
Yeah, listen.
The whole family.
That probably could happen.
Probably is.
That's a hell of a scheme.
That is, yeah. You know? The door malfunction.
Ooh. Whoops.
Not only the door malfunction, there's not just like bags of cash. He had a hit like, you hit a pothole. You hit another pothole, it's a bag of money. It's not just going to roll the fuck out of the thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You'd have to be doing like 90 on a turn as you're hitting a pothole. The physics behind this is just...
It was on an interstate. I mean, maybe you're going...
You're going really straight.
Yeah. Right, never mind.
How many interstates turn?
I don't know.
You're going this way.
Yeah.
And I'm pointing. From radio people, this way means straight.
There you go. Straight.
I am a smart man.
But yeah, that's the point. You'd figure they would somehow strap those bags down in the back. They don't just toss them in there. And you know,
we work for the radio station. We strap down folding tables.
Yeah.
They don't strap down a bag with 10 grand in it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's just lazy money security people. I don't know. What do you call them?
They probably don't go,
Probably just be like armored guards, but they shouldn't even have that job title after this debacle.
Yeah.
All right, ready for our next story?
Yes. Sure.
All right. This one's interesting. A man accused of robbing 4 Alabama Subway sandwich shops allegedly confessed that he needed revenge as a disgruntled customer because he was mad that the famous Jared diet didn't work for him, and he needed his money back. So that's why he robbed 4 Subway sandwich shops.
Yeah, but what type of sandwiches was he getting? Extra cheese? It's not going to work if you do that.
What, the bacon doesn't make me lose weight?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Perfect reaction from Rick right there.
And he had to rob 4 Subways?
He got up to 4 before he was arrested.
Wow.
I'm a vegetarian, but I eat bacon.
He got up to 4.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you not catch the guy after 2? He's robbing a Subway.
It's a big fat guy like carrying out armfuls of hokies.
Yeah, he's a fucking, he's a giant fat guy. Listen, speaking from giant fat guys, we don't run fat.
Nope, no we
the
don't.
The fact that he escaped from three, he's doing pretty good with his diet. Because
that is the new Subway diet. Cardio. Rob Subway.
Jesus Christ.
Run away.
First of all, I'm so fat. The game planning, I would stop at the door of the first one. I'm like, I'm sweating too much. I gotta go home.
Well, 18-year-old Zachary Torrance was arrested Thursday night and charged with first-degree robbery.
Wait a minute, he's 18?
Yeah.
He's 18 years old and he's fat? He's just lazy. Wait till you're 30, Zachary.
He's played too many video games in his mom's basement.
Beating hookers. Put that cookie down. Do some jumping jacks. Jesus Christ, you're 18.
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
What a... Who told you can eat my cookies?
Mm. Oh, these cookies.
Put that cookie down now.
Exactly.
Yep.
Listen, Bill Burr said this years ago. If you're fat and you're four, it's your parents' fault. He doesn't have money to buy shit. Give him celery and put everything up on a top shelf. You're 18.
Torrance allegedly entered the Hueytown Subway store.
His name is Torrance?
Yes, that's the last name, Torrance. He demanded the cashier open the register. Surveillance video shows a man...
As he breathed heavily. Could you... hold on, give me a second. Can you... fuck, I should have brought a note. You know what? I'm just gonna go, can I just get a water first? Water. Oh, thanks.
You makes me very, very mad.
You know, I did
you
three of these fucking
the
things before this.
Smoked the crack?
Holy shit, these things aren't even close to each other. You know what? Fuck it. Just call the cops. I'm done. I'm gonna sit and wait in the air. Is it cool if I wait in the air? I'm gonna wait in the air conditioner.
You can have a foot long hoagie while I wait.
Oh shit, I'm officially done. Alright. Oh, and win. That's going in the bit. The fact that he robbed four, was it all in the same day?
Should have brought a note. Slide that.
Surveillance video shows a man later identified as Torrance taking money from the cash register and fleeing the Subway store.
They followed the drops of sweat. How did you get... Everything is moist, Torrance.
Torrance was arrested after a citizen saw the robbery footage and recognized...
Breathing heavily and passed out on the corner. Drinking soda from straight from the bottle and pouring Sun Chips down his back. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You can finish.
Torrance was arrested after a citizen saw the robbery footage and recognized the suspect from shopping at the Hueytown Walmart later that day.
Here's a shocker.
Yeah. Had to go to a Walmart later after the robbery.
What the fuck is this Torrance? Doesn't he have a job?
Nope. Hueytown police tracked down Torrance in the Walmart, who was wearing the same clothes and shoes as he did in the video when he robbed the Subway earlier that day.
Listen, there's not that many things that fit him. That's why he was at Walmart. Torrance was buying another outfit. People don't understand. It's hard to find shit that fits. We just buy stuff in different colors. Go ahead.
Torrance is...
I love this Torrance. I want him and the guy that accidentally got on a plane, and I'm going to write them a note for thanking me for ending my writer's block. I should do this shit more often.
Torrance is currently in the jail on a $250,000 bond. So, there you go.
I should have wrote a note. As
would have been easier. You just slide it. You don't have to.
Here, read this. Read this. Can I get a cup of ice? Hold on, Jesus Christ. Torrance, what are your demands? This is the detective. Listen, I need a wet towel, a fan, a cup of ice, some juice would be nice.
Oh,
again.
There you go, Torrance. should have used the card, man. It would have been much easier.
Alright,
wheel him back in, Richie. Wheel him back in, buddy.
Yeah, should we go to the next story?
Yeah, then? Why not?
Oh. Alright.
let's go to this one.
A Texas woman who has already three run-ins with the police in the past month allegedly decided to break into her husband's best friend's house on Monday and forcefully tried to, quote, perform fellatio upon him, according to a police report.
Hold on.
Yes.
I just did the math. Three times in 1 month. And on the Monday after, which isn't even the fourth full week, there's only 4 weeks in a month. What does she do? Does she just, like, work Monday through Friday and go, like, bananas on the weekends?
Apparently.
And then by Monday, she's got to blow somebody, so she breaks into somebody's house? How ugly is she?
Oh.
No, hold on. It's not done yet. How ugly is she? Is you're calling the cops and she's blowing you because you wanted her to stop. You know, yeah. Forget about how much money it would take. How ugly would she have to be for me to call the cops while she's blowing me?
You know, George Carlin used to have a segment about sentences that would never be uttered by man. One of them was,
"Hey, stop blowing me."
Yeah, stop blowing me, or I'm going to call the police. Here you go. And
that's why he was
said.
A genius.
This is why George Carlin's dead, because this exists.
Oh.
31-year-old Megan Davis Holting.
And she's 31! She's gotta be a fucking hideous thing! She's just gotta be a molting glob of thing with boobs that aren't even that good. She's 31 and someone called the cops for blowing her.
Yep.
How never! And trust me, I haven't had a lot of gems. I've had a couple fucking oops, oh my gods. Never, ever would I've called the cops.
31-year-old Megan Davis Holting is charged with felony burglary with the intent of committing a sexual assault crime, according to the local county sheriff's office. Police documents state
he's gay. He's got to be gay. He's got. Listen, there's no wrong with it. I'm all happy for you. That's fine. There's no excuse that a straight man was getting blown by his 31-year-old former girlfriend.
Well, no, this is
was just some random dude.
This is his best. No, this is his best friend's wife. If we're trying to make it the connection here.
So wait a minute. This 31-year-old blob of a woman is his best friend's wife?
Yes.
This is the worst porno I've ever seen. And the best. I need to know more. Finish.
Police documents state that Holting got into the house through an unlocked gate. The man told deputies that he awoke to find the 31-year-old woman straddling his legs and dressed only in her underwear.
Then, or, hold on. Because, listen. He got caught. With his guy's wife.
I think that's what it is.
Blowing him. And he went, you know what? She broke into my house.
I didn't want this, officer.
I didn't want this. And she's crazy. She broke into the house and she just randomly started blowing me.
Yep.
The officer. I couldn't get her to stop. How dumb does this guy gotta be to believe that?
Once the man recognized who the intruder was, the man ordered her to leave the house. When Holting refused, the man called 911 on her.
If he really wanted her to stop, why didn't he just get up?
Forget about that. You never woke up to some drunk, crazy bro blowing you? Because that's actually a good day.
Yeah, why?
That's not a bad thing. It's only bad if she stops or has mouth sores.
Oh.
And then I would be like, you know what? I just let her finish.
It's still a better start to the day.
And then I'll wash it. I've had worse starts to my day.
Holteen's other arrests were for theft, assault, and public intoxication before
shit. I'm pretty sure public intoxication had something to do with this.
Yep.
That's basically a given in these stories.
And
I gotta see this woman. I gotta see her.
Well, because
she's 31.
Yeah.
It's not like...
She's not old or anything.
She's gotta be the broad from like the Hillbilly Show. With the, with the girl with the kid. Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, God.
She's got a boyfriend. Mom? She's got a significant other. And I'm single. Tell me that doesn't want to shoot yourself in the face after that. Yeah.
Well, Holteen is...
And I'm all like, yeah.
Holteen is being held in the county jail with this arrest.
In a private cell. With just the cops. And they're going to take turns napping. Let's see if they can recreate the crime.
I'm just going to open up your cell.
Listen,
and take a
listen,
nap.
Listen, listen. I'm not getting the picture. Hold on. All right, that's how it happened. All right. Wait, nope, still not getting it. Nope, nope.
I know it's something to do with sex.
We need to reenact the crime scene. Yes.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
It was probably not erotic.
Yeah, for that guy,
because
apparently.
She's 31 years old, and he was getting blown by her, and he was so bad, he called the cops. I would believe a guy accidentally getting on a plane.
Yeah, which is worse. Someone
calling the cop. Plane. You know what? I would be like this. If I was that guy's, like, boss, I'd pick him up and go, Jeff... Because his name's probably Jeff. Jeff, I'm sorry. You can have your job back. Guess what Bill did? You believe his shit?
Stupid Bill.
Come on, Bill. Pick up the... Come on.
Forget about Zachary. He ain't coming back for a long time. He's still winded. Good for him, fat guy. Maybe about 4 stores. That's got to be a lot of running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, if you don't rob the stores and just like run from for the 4 stores, you probably lose a little bit of weight.
It's a new diet.
It's the Torrance diet.
Yeah, it's called moving. It's called putting the sandwich down and actually walking around a block a bit. It sucks. Trust me, I know. God.
All right. Let's get
this
into
is
our
the longest skit ever. We're doing 9 stories. We're on story number 4.
That's right.
Oh, are we?
Oh, boy. Yep. But you know what? Our next batch of stories is our traditional Florida stories.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
Yep. We always seem to have at least one Florida story in our batch of odd news.
Yeah, it never fails.
But this week, I've got 3.
Oh, God.
So we have a full-out-blown Florida segment.
All right. Speaking of that, from the last story.
All right, let's go with this first one here. This one's just a quick blurb, but it's hilarious to think about this. Because a Florida man wearing a prophetic shirt is now famous for his mugshot. Because 20-year-old Mika David Daly of Cape Coral was arrested on possession of less than 20 grams of marijuana. Now, that's only a misdemeanor in Florida, so no big whoop. But his mugshot went viral over the weekend because when he was arrested, he actually had a shirt on that read, from the popular Monopoly game, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200.
That dude is that is such a stoner shirt, by the way. It's like, it sure is a game, man.
Game.
It's a game.
Put cards here.
You watch Matthew McConaughey playing the bongos.
That's the role Matthew McConaughey needs to play. If they recreate this story where the guy gets busted for weed and he's in a Monopoly shirt, I think of McConaughey. I don't think of him as a spaceman.
You really don't like him as an astronaut, do you?
No, I think you should have to spell the word astronaut. And then right then and there, what's NASA stand for? North Association, South Association. No. We're getting Clooney. All right, good.
Well, yep, the full phrase on his shirt read, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200. This is a phrase made popular via Monopoly where you can play the chance card that says that statement. So, true story.
Yeah, if you didn't know that, then you lived under a rock because there's so many people playing Monopoly still. It's the only game where my grandmother taught me how to cheat.
You need to end the game earlier on that.
How do you cheat Monopoly? Just steal from the bank?
Yeah, duh. Become the banker, huh?
Duh. Oh, look, I lost $1,000 on the highway. It fell off of the damn back of the truck. Ta-da!
It was a locking mechanism problem. Yeah,
right. Thank you.
I thought the door was fully open. Because it wasn't locking. What part of that didn't you understand?
So there you go. If you want to Google it, you can. It's pretty viral.
It's amazing.
Yep. All right, but that's not the only Florida story. I've got two more. You ready for the next one?
Yeah. It's Florida, and they're crazy.
All right, here's the second Florida story. Police say a homeless man was arrested for trying to steal a chainsaw by stuffing it under his shirt.
Where's he going to put it?
Yeah, obviously. Don't put it in your pants. That would be bad.
Don't really smart enough not to do that.
Let's get to bashing butts as well as D's nuts.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. WPTV reports that Anthony Brian Ballard was charged with grand theft.
That is the greatest name ever. He should just be like...
Baller?
Yeah, he should be like a sportscaster or something.
Anthony Brian Ballard.
With Fox News. Slam-a-jam-a.
Slam-a-jam. Chainsaw down the shirt.
Is that his catchphrase?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me an example of when that would be used.
Kobe Bryant, he's marching it down the lane, passing it in the paint, stealing the
stealing the chainsaw down the shirt.
He got robbed on that call.
Stealing the chainsaw down the shirt.
It works.
It does not work.
No.
No.
Now I'm sitting here trying to think of how that could work. Hold on, keep on talking. I got some.
Well, he was charged with grand theft by police in Port St. Lucie, Florida, after authorities accused him of stealing the tool. Anthony Brian.
Hey, Ron, what do you got there? Nothing.
Anthony Brian Ballard is said to have entered a lawn maintenance store and asked the clerk to break a dollar in change. When that happened, he then grabbed a chainsaw, placed it under his shirt.
Hold on. That's not his fault. How fucking easily accessible are the chainsaws?
Listen, yeah, really.
Got four quarters? Hold on, I gotta go get change. This guy, what's he gotta go back in a fucking back corner of the store where there's no one around?
No,
You're gonna leave a smelly homeless guy? Cause he probably didn't come in his best dressed suit. He's homeless. You got change for a quarter? Hold on a second. And it comes back and he's still, where'd that chainsaw go? Aw, damn.
The chainsaw's right next to the beginning of the aisle, like right next to the water and the
There's
drink.
Kids here. Aren't there any laws in Florida? No.
No.
That's what we've learned here.
It's Jesus Florida Christ. And they're crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, you know.
And stupid.
You pick up your home gardening magazine, your bottle of water, your payday, and your chainsaw.
Yeah, right there you go.
They should be like, what do they do with a gun? Fuck that. Guns, they'll probably just leave them on the floor. They leave them at eye level for kids.
Yeah.
Timmy, I want this one.
You get it free with a purchase of $25 or more.
Yeah.
So he left the store without paying for the chainsaw. Then he decided to try and get away on a bicycle. Yep.
He's homeless. What, he got a car? If he's got a car, he's doing pretty good as a homeless guy.
Nope. He's got a bicycle.
That's awkward, riding a bike with a chainsaw. That's got to be.
Yeah. After fleeing on a bicycle, Ballard was eventually found by an employee from the business who tracked the 28-year-old man down and held him until police arrived. So someone from the store... Yeah, but someone from the store actually chased after him and got him. The police.
How did nobody in the store notice he had a chainsaw under his
shirt? Did you ever pick up a chainsaw and start running with it? They're kind of fucking heavy. And then he's riding it on a bike, so he's probably riding it like this. My guess is he's not fucking Lance Armstrong here. They probably caught him in the parking lot. They went like this. Come on back. Come on.
The fat guy that robbed the subway was going to face the this guy.
But I'm asking is how did he even get out of the store without them stopping him?
Because the guy was fucking making change for a dollar. Weren't you listening?
Yeah, but where was he going to make change for the dollar?
That's the point of the joke!
It's Florida, damn it.
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
He's still on the four quarters thing. I'm like 12 steps ahead.
There's other people in the store, though. There's like hundreds of people in the store.
I don't think there is.
Obviously not, to let this guy just get away.
Oh. If they are, they're nowhere near the chainsaws, which they should be. They're probably near the light fixtures, because you could do a lot of damage with a chandelier.
See the Phantom of the Opera. Yeah. the stolen chainsaw was recovered in a vacant lot nearby. Ballard was then booked into the local jail. The bicycle was also stolen. Yep. So.
No kidding.
Yep. There you go. Perfect.
I want to know what he wanted to use the chainsaw for.
I don't know.
He owned a landscaping business.
He wanted another bicycle. Another bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. All right. Ready for our third story in our Florida segment here?
Sure. It's Florida and they're crazy.
All right. This is another classic, if you will. A woman flying back from the Caribbean told workers at an airport security check that she was hiding cocaine right up the old hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
Yep.
That's a classic story in the
audience. Yeah, we keep having these stories of women sticking things up the hoo-ah. I don't know why women do this.
Nice. Yep. That's the version. I know why women do this, Rich. And do I have to explain this to you? We'll have a talk after the show.
Actually, that's their version of what's your price?
Yes! There you go.
How much would it cost you to stick this cocaine up your hoo-ha?
Hoo-ha!
And guess what? For men, if we had a hoo-ha, it'd be a lot cheaper.
$20.
Done. Let me stick this dime bag in your pee hole.
Hoo-ah.
Wait, and I get a free trip to Vegas? Done.
Hoo-ah.
I would do it for an extra package of complimentary peanuts. was it pee hole that got you?
Yeah.
I don't use scientific terms. The other terms are way funnier.
Urethra.
Is that what it's called? Urethra? I don't know.
I guess.
Pee hole's way funnier.
Yeah, that's
funnier.
It's got the word pee and hole in it.
The two funniest words in the English language.
Yeah. Like duty.
The Sun Sentinel reports that Kathy Ann Ferguson was arrested for cocaine trafficking after she made the admission.
But she's a beaut.
To Kathy Ann Ferguson guards. The 26-year-old had just stepped off a JetBlue flight.
When she couldn't feel her ovaries. And she kept seeing dragons. And she wanted to buy a plane. That's how he accidentally got on a plane.
Yeah, there you go. She accidentally got on that plane.
I was following abroad with cocaine up her snatch.
Hoo-ah!
Funny thing is, Dad, I would have believed as a boss.
She told Customs and Border Protection officers that she had a package inside her hoo-ah.
I bet she did. And then the police officer said, that's what she said.
Yep. Once in custody, she removed the package, which contained 175 grams of cocaine.
Are you serious? How big is her fucking hoo-ah?
Hoo-ah!
Do you know how much that is? I'll tell you right now, she don't say no to much.
Hoo-ah!
There's no more tread left on those tires. That's just going. You don't even put on a condom. You put on a rain slicker and you dive in. You dip it in. It's like testing a pool. You dip your whole foot in. Is it warm yet? Jesus Christ, how deep does this thing go? Did you say 175 grams?
Yep. 175.
Do you know what that is?
I don't know. I'm not used to the metric system. Please tell me.
Listen, a gram of cocaine is, say it's a gram, it doesn't have to be cocaine. It could be powder, baby powder. 175 grams is about this big.
And it's all up the hoo-ha.
Yeah. And again, I'm saying this big with my hands.
Yeah.
It's about the size of a baseball.
There you go.
If not a tennis ball. She had that shoved up her...
Hoo-ha!
You're a little late on that, but that's okay.
He's distracted by figuring
I'm
out
sorry,
the...
yeah.
Holy
the
hell.
The spatial requirements.
How can I find women like this? She ain't gonna feel anything. Trust me. I just had 175 grams of my car. Well, listen, honey. I bought you dinner. Let me tell you. It's about the only pleasure you're going to get right now. Unless I can take this mic home with me.
Kathy Ann Ferguson was booked into the local Broward, Maine jail and released on a $15,000 bond.
Hoo-ah!
She was also put in a special cell.
Yeah.
Let's recreate this. It's a chalk. You know, if that would have broke, she would have died.
Yeah,
they don't think of that. They just shove it up the hoo-ah and hope everything goes according to plan.
Hoo-ah!
I mean, we've had Rolex watches.
I've done the same thing.
What?
That is my sex life in college. Listen, we're just going to shove up the hoo-ah and make sure everything goes okay. That was like 99% of my sex life in college. We're just going to see. I don't know. I could die. I could. I could be happy for 30 seconds. You pick.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
Oh, you're late. Fuck it, you're late.
I was late on that one. All right, and that's it for our Florida stories. But I got three more good ones here.
Okay.
You ready for these?
Sure.
All right, let's go to this one.
This is fucking War and Peace. Jesus Christ.
Police in Albuquerque.
I don't think Dateline took this long. Dun, 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 dun. On this story this week. Fucking A! And now reports out of Florida someone stuck 175 grams up a valise. I want to see fucking Metal Dell talk about that one. And another news, some fatty ran through a fucking subway and got the free subway before he got arrested. And another Florida news, what else did we do? Something
here
else happened.
Here you go, that's my whole Florida sheet right there.
A 28-year-old man awoke to find a 31-year-old woman blowing him. Doesn't know how it happened. Yeah, I don't get it either. And then a homeless guy robbed somebody with a chainsaw on a bike.
Right there, Rick Moranke.
From now on, I want the odd news done like that all the time.
Rick Moranke. You're welcome. NBC News reporter.
bring it. Let's go. We got three more.
Yeah, we got three more. Why not? Let's do this one here. Police in Albuquerque said that a man suspected of a $250,000 heist should have flushed the evidence he left behind. KOAT reports investigators tied Ramon Hera to a September burglary because of DNA he left behind on a toilet. Yes, it's what you're thinking. Police say
it came
that
on a toilet.
Police say
that's not what I'm thinking. Then.
No, police say the 33-year-old relieved himself while he was stealing the $250,000 worth of jewelry from a home.
You get DNA from piss?
Yep.
I guess. Or maybe it was, I don't know, the other
one. I thought
it
was the other thing.
I think you can.
Oh, I'm not that smart. I just did the whole voices with the guy from 2020. You think I know where DNA comes from?
Well, whatever.
Everything I learned was from Jurassic Park. I still think it comes from a fucking fossilized bee or wasp or whatever that thing was.
Mosquito.
That's how dinosaurs came, right?
Mosquito.
Mosquito, wasp, exactly.
Well, whatever it was, he didn't flush the toilet, and that was enough for cops to link him to the scene of the crime.
He couldn't have held it in.
No.
He got away with it. Apparently, was that bad?
Apparently, he couldn't hold it in.
Nope.
Somebody offered him $20,000.
How much money would it take for you to go to the party?
Investigators said that they took the DNA from the toilet and matched it to Hera. He was then arrested and booked into the local county jail. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of residential burglary and larceny over $20,000, though. So he's fighting this, despite the fact that there's DNA linking him to the toilet of the house.
Listen, I was peeing outside. And I don't know.
How did they get inside that?
Yeah, what?
I rest my case.
Where do you rest your case?
On the toilet. It's gotta be like, they could solve this on Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Listen, did you piss on this? No.
Your I think DNA you did. Says different.
Yeah, but I didn't steal anything. I just had to go to the bathroom really, really bad. And what do you say?
Yeah, there's not much he can say to get
out of it. You're like, fuck it, I did it.
Yeah, at this point.
It would be the shortest cross-examination ever. You know what? Just give him glasses of water.
All right. Should we get to the next story here?
Yes, please.
All right. This one, I can't believe. This is one of the ones that made me laugh out loud when I first saw this story on the internet. But it's true. A Brazilian man who decided to put a large eel-like fish in his anus suffered the ultimate insult. The eel wouldn't come back out.
Have I got a girl for this guy? Eel in the ass, meet Coco Navigi. You two are going to get along famously. That's how you can get the eel out.
Yeah, there you go. We're matchmakers here.
Listen, you put your ass near my veggies. He gets a little whiff. Bing, the eel comes right out. Science.
I must have missed that chapter in school.
How do you get it?
Yeah.
The 25-year-old man from Londrina, Brazil, got a South American lungfish stuck inside his anus because, quote, he got curious after he saw the same thing done in a porn movie.
I'm definitely not playing how much would you with this guy. Because you would lose.
Yeah, I got a pistol up my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
What kind of porn is being done where eels go up the ass?
Oh, that's a different question. The other question is...
That's for off the air.
I've researched this topic, as we would say.
Lungfish up the ass, specifically?
No. I'm just talking about porn. I've never seen a porn where an eel... I've seen some messed up stuff.
Yep.
Some stuff that I probably shouldn't have seen. Some stuff that I can't unsee.
Rule 34.
Yeah. But eel in the ass. Pornhub, if you Google, there's a search bar. I've done the research. You have to put
he's done the research
up the
here.
Ass. And there's got to be more than one video.
We have our official researcher here
we have
on the scene.
Our porn correspondent, Rick Mararchy.
And now the field reporter. James Jones.
Yeah.
Apparently, there are now videos with eels up asses. I don't know.
There you go. That's newsworthy to me. I didn't know that.
Why would the eel just cooperate? I mean, it's
what's
a living thing.
Do?
Yeah, but it's a living thing. You think like, oh, I don't want to go in there.
He's got no arms and legs. It's a fucking eel.
He could bite him. He could wriggle away. Do something.
Ew. Well,
what? It could.
Unfortunately,
right?
Unfortunately, once inside, the lungfish decided to stay, which necessitated immediate surgery at the local hospital.
If you're that drunk that you don't give a shit what the eel wants or not at that point, that eel's getting in your ass. Whether he wants it or not. You've already crossed that line. That's not like, you can't go like this to your buddies. I guess what I did, I tried to stick an eel on my ass. But he bit me and ran away. What do they say?
Yeah.
The better story is, fuck it, no.
I got it up there.
He didn't want it, but I Kobe Bryant that thing up my ass.
He had that chainsaw up the shirt to get that eel up the ass.
Oh, shit.
okay, then. Well, the doctors were able to remove the foot-long fish from him, but at the expense of his dignity. But apparently having an eel stuck where the sun doesn't shine
feels good.
Maybe. But it is not an isolated event.
Oh, no shit. I'm telling you, I've seen this. But it was a Chinese woman and it was guppies. I swear to God. Yeah. Listen, keep reading.
In April 2013, in China's southeastern Guangdong.
They're little people. It's easier for the fish to swim up. They don't got to go that far.
Yep. I know, but it's just weird that you said a Chinese woman. They said in China.
Yep.
Because it happened. I've seen the video.
Yep. In April 2013, a man in China's southeastern Guangdong province admitted himself to a local hospital after he, too, got a live eel stuck inside his anus.
But listen, this is more believable because in where they live, they're like, they're fishermen.
Yeah.
So they're in, like, swamps.
They only have so much for entertainment.
So, no. Well, that too. But, like, an eel can go right up there. And that's what are you going to do? Listen, if an eel wants to go up there, you ain't stopping it.
There you go. I didn't know that. If an eel wants to go up there, there's no chance.
There was this video that I saw for research purposes of an Oriental woman.
Okay.
And they stuck a funnel of fish. And they fished it into her.
Hoo-ah.
Yeah.
Hoo-ah.
I don't know what else I could say. And then they watched her as she forcibly shot them out like some SeaWorld fucking sideshow.
Now that's an attraction.
Yeah. That's some entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh,
instead of orcas, man, that's the moneymaker right there.
What was that movie with the whales? The deep
Free
fish?
Willy?
Or, no.
Free Willy.
Blackfish. This was like the worst version of Blackfish. Free Willy. Hold me like the River Jordan. And then he will say to me, you are my friend. It was a Chinese lady with eels shooting out of her vagina. And then some kid, as the eels were arching over her vagina, stood on a brick wall, was like, free! And then they played a shitty Michael Jackson song. And then the credits roll, and then everyone cried.
Brought to you by Disney.
Yep.
So just give it a week.
Disney's fast-tracking it right now.
Disney 5. Free Willy 5.
Free Willy.
Free Willies. Actually, it was a Chinese woman, so it would be Free Riri's.
One last story.
What do we got for the grand finale?
A mother in central Germany came up with an unusual tactic to steal from a pharmacy. The woman distracted staff at her local pharmacy in Hesse, Germany, by lifting up her top and squirting breast milk right at them.
How old was this woman? Because I would let her steal.
Yeah, take all the things you want.
Wah! What was she stealing? Again, it comes back to the game.
The mother entered the store in the afternoon and asked to buy a breast pump. But after handing over a $200 note to pay for the $20 purchase,
she said, never mind.
She suddenly uncovered one breast and used her fingers to squirt milk right at the pharmacist. She then rummaged through the counter display.
I've seen that porno.
Yeah. Went to a second cash register and did the same thing.
The Subway kid could have used her.
Yeah, they should have teamed up.
You go and distract them. I'll steal all the pepperoni.
When she was stealing the cash, she then unleashed another fresh spray of milk from her breast. Apparently satisfied with her handiwork, she then left the pharmacy, leaving the breast pump behind. She didn't even take it.
Well, she didn't need it.
Yeah. And then she talked to herself in some sort of unknown language.
Called crazy.
Yeah.
It's called crazy, crazy German lady.
Yep.
Breast milk.
Yep.
Breast milk is still English.
Inga, come back.
Police believe that the woman, who they described as having a, quote, robust figure, long dark hair, and speaking the unknown language, stole the cash while...
She described me.
Were you in Germany recently?
Could have been. Squirting breast milk at cashiers?
Could have been.
She stole the cash while the staff were distracted by her antics. The town's officers described the woman's antics as unbelievable.
Look at the breast milk coming out of this man. I don't think that's a man. Schweiden!
And they are even questioning how they should exactly proceed in such a weird investigation. They have no idea how to proceed.
What do you mean?
Because
don't they have DNA
her?
Evidence?
Yeah, but she didn't really commit a crime.
She just took the cash.
That's stealing. Oh, wait, she did steal.
Yeah. And squirt breast milk all over the place.
Well, that's robbery and assault.
Actually, it was a little sweet.
So there you go. That is what I have in this week's non-fortune cookie odd news. Just there you go. The craziest stories I could find. And Rick, I'm so glad you just ran with whatever we could.
That was amazing.
I just turned that 10-minute bit into like an hour and a half. I think we did. We stretched that. We stretched that out more than that girl's vagina.
All right. Well, speaking of things that we needed to learn.
How far?
That was a good one.
Shut up, Mike. I'm trying to do this show right.
Listen, from you, all right?
Yeah, all right.
I learned it from watching you.
Yeah, all right.
Shut up or I'll squirt you with my breast milk.
Yeah.
Shove a needle up your ass.
Yeah! I'm a DJ! Yeah, see, I'm trying to be a DJ here. Alright, let's get into our last portion of the show. It's called What Have We Learned on This Episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
All right, Mike, what have we learned? What have you learned?
I'm going to defer to Rick on this one.
Wow, all right. Rick, do you have anything that you learned?
Because I see he's got a novel scribbled down over there.
Yeah, but it all doesn't make sense. Now I have three stores. Fat guys shouldn't rob stores. No straight man has ever refused a blowjob. I don't care how ugly she is. Matthew McConaughey should never go into space. The guy who accidentally got on a plane is still my favorite.
That was a good story.
He's got to meet the fucking cocaine vagina lady. And apparently it wouldn't cost that much money as I thought it would for me to take a shit in the street.
There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is there anything that you learned?
Yeah, I learned that all men have their price, and apparently all women have their price as well when it comes to shoving things up the hoo-ah.
Yep.
And I've also learned one more important thing. I should go back to school to create computerized hookers.
Yes.
Because
a noble profession.
As Rich said, the biggest bullet point on the back of video games nowadays is video games allow you to beat up hookers, and that's it.
That's it.
2014.
That's my message.
It's now a three-player game. Play with your friends online.
There you go.
Beat up hookers together.
In community, people.
Online gaming I don't get that either.
You can beat up hookers together. What's the guess?
Yeah, but at least invite someone over your house to beat up hookers. Have some dignity.
Community, people.
But then how can you have your pants off?
I guess so.
Yeah. That's the dilemma a lot of gamers face.
The tickets just dropped from $25 to $15. You know what? I'll give you $10. Just show up, please.
All right, and there you go. That's what we've learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What have you learned?
What have I learned? I've learned everything is negotiable. That's what I've learned.
Bingo.
There you go. Now, that's what we've learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What did we learn, Palmer?
I don't know, sir.
I don't know either. I guess we learned not to do it again.
Yes, sir.
I'm to find out what we did.
All right, so there you go. That's what we've learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let's reiterate it one more time. If you're not doing anything this Saturday night, you got to go out and support Rick Murarchy. I mean, what a show. You totally just made this show so much better.
Thank you.
This
was actually a lot of fun. Thank you both.
Make sure to catch.
My face hurts from laughing so much.
This was, dude, you guys make it easy. Like I said, this was really the most professional, like, podcast thing I've been a part of. Like, you've had an outline. Yeah, even though we didn't really go by it.
We definitely strayed from it.
I drew a dog on mine. But still, you put forth the work. Yeah. And you got a whole lot of buttons there I can't touch, probably. I kind of want to. But I won't.
Maybe after the show.
Yeah.
But check.
No, seriously, thank you though.
No problem. It's great to have you on, folks. Check him out this Saturday night. Comedy Night, November 8th at 7 p.m., $20 for tickets in advance, $25 for tickets at the door. That includes food, drink, beer, soda. This all happens at the Paulsboro Sportsmen's Association at 32 Riverview Avenue, Paulsboro, New Jersey. Definitely check it out. Rick, thank you for coming on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me again, man.
All right, and with that, I think it's time to begin the wrap-up. Yep, and we like to do it with our traditional 8-bit music right there.
That's right.
What a show, Mike.
Oh, man. This was one of the best.
Yep. And there you go. This is the craziness that is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. If you want more on us, check out thecrispynoodle.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook, the Twitter.
The Twitter.
I'm already done.
The wrap-up show is prepared by my fucking mother. You can get on the Facebook and the Twitter and find it on the interweb.
Yeah, yes, it's very important.
Maybe I'll send you an email. Mom, it's a text message. It's an email.
Yes.
That guy's face has waves in it. That means you got a voicemail, Mom. Listen to it.
So, yeah, our Facebook is The Crispy Noodle. Our Twitter is at The Crispy Noodle. There you go there.
You can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube where you can find some of our funny videos and some of our best bits. But most importantly, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes where you get the latest episodes downloaded for free straight to your computer, your phone, or your tablet. You can listen to us on the go, at work, at home, anytime, anywhere, anyhow. Just search for, download, and subscribe to the Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes.
That's right. And we also have a SoundCloud page where we put all of our promos. If you want to get our best bits that are condensed into 1 to 2 minute mini noodles, check out our SoundCloud page because that's where you will find them. And I'm sure we're going to have something from this episode on.
Yes. And also, if you want to Google Rick Malarkey, M-I-R-A-R-C-H-I, the Google.
The Google.
Find me on Instagram, Facebook, the Twitter. Actually, I don't really do the Twitter thing because I should.
It's lazy. And now a commentary on sex. Social media.
Yeah, I'm not a speller. And you've heard me ramble. I can't end 120 letters or whatever.
140.
Whatever. It took us an hour and a half to read three news stories. Do you think I can have a thought in 140 characters? I can't.
Well, there you go. Make sure to check out our good friend Rick Malarkey on social media at his event this weekend. Make sure to do it. That'll do it for us. I'm Rich Liebig.
I'm Michael Costanzo.
And this has been the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Crispy Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. We'll see you guys next week.
Support local comedy.
That's right. Later!
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
Crispy Noodle Podcast, 2014. Aruga! Boom! In your face! Ha ha!